सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नुमः।
सो वी आर इन कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 22 एंड वी हैव कंप्लीटेड अप टू वर्स नंबर 9। अप टू वर्स नंबर 9 वी हैव कंप्लीटेड। So earlier we have seen that Kardam Muni has meditated for 10,000 years and he has a wish to marry, and after meditation Lord Vishnu or Sri Hari came and said, okay, I know what for you are meditating and I have already arranged and selected a wife for you, and day after tomorrow, in 2 days, Emperor Manu will be coming with his daughter to your ashram, and she is suitable according to your requirement, so you can marry her. After this, Bhagwan disappeared, and Kardam Muni was waiting in his ashram. After 2 days, Manuji with his wife and daughter Devuti, they arrived there. With other retinue also, he was welcomed, received by Kardam Muni, and Kardam Muni prostrated to Raja Manu, and he addressed him that you are the same Vishnu who appears as a Agni Devta or Vayu Devta, and now you are in the form of Raja. You see, once a person realizes, he comes to know that all forms of the gods are his form only. In each and every form, he is present. In each and every form, whether it is human form or whether it is any other form, he is present. Therefore, considering Raja as Bhagavan himself, Kardam Muni prostrated him. Kardam prostrated him. Okay. Then after that, when they sat down, Kardam Muni started addressing Raja that you are representative of Lord Vishnu and your duty is to see that the righteousness, dharma, is maintained. That is the Raja's duty. And adharmis, those who are unrighteous, they should be punished. That is the duty of Raja. And you are doing it very well. And in Ramayana also we find, Vishwamitra ji came to get Ramji to protect his yagya and all that. That is the duty of Raja. He has to do that. So after telling about all those duties, then Kardam Muni kept quiet. he became silent. Now, Manu, Emperor Manu, now his turn to speak. Now he is saying, addressing to Kardam, that you are Brahman, you are born from Brahmaji's mouth, and we as a Kshatriya Raja, we are born from the arms of Brahmaji, and it is our duty, it is the Brahman's duty to protect Kshatriya, and it is Kshatriya's duty to protect Brahman. So whenever Kshatriya Raja needs a help, he consults Brahman. What is dharma? What is adharma? Please tell me. And whenever the Brahman is in difficulty, he contacts Raja to protect him. So they are interdependent. Brahman and Kshatriya, they are interdependent on each other. Then he appreciated the satsang. First he said, he said that all my doubts are resolved now simply by meeting you. You clarified what is my duty, what is to maintain dharma is my duty, and to punish the adharmis, that also is my job. So you have clarified it. I am very happy. Then he said, it is very good fortune that I have been able to see you, for you can't easily be seen by the persons who have not subdued their mind and controlled their intellect. So who can see a Mahatma, who can see a realized person? Only a person who has withdrawn from sansar, from object, emotions and thought. Only such persons will come to satsang. Others, they are engaged in the world. They will stay there. They think the world is giving me joy. They want to enjoy the world. So they stay back there. So only qualified people means those who have withdrawn from where? From object, emotions and thought, from the world, like you all have at this point of time, withdrawn from the world. Those who have not joined, they are engaged in
what?
They are engaged in world. See, you have to withdraw. Very simple logic, you see. So I am all more fortunate to have touched with my head the blessed dust of your feet. You see, he is saying not only I got the satsang, but I was able to touch your feet with my head. Even seeing a Mahatma is also very difficult, and Raja is saying that I have touched your feet also. And he is giving thanks for the satsang. I am fortunate and blessed to be instructed by you. Fortunate am I to have taken through my ears the noble instruction imparted by you. Oh, I have listened to you. Okay. Now he says, O great sage, O Kardamji, please listen to my prayer now. Now he is telling what for he has come there. Please listen to my prayer. Why? Because my mind is troubled by the affection of my daughter. Of the affection of my daughter, my mind is troubled. And he is telling about his own family. My daughter is sister of Priyavrata and Uttanapad. She is seeking a suitable husband in terms of age, character and good qualities. So in marriage, these three things are to be seen. Number one, the age. Age of bridegroom and bride is to be seen. Character, seal, is to be seen, and good qualities, gun, what is the gun, that also is to be seen. So this part we have already seen in our previous class. Now verse number 10.
Yadatu bhavata shila shrutarupa vayo gunan asrino narada deshat taya sita krita nishchaya.
Now he says how Manu or Devhuti came to know about Kardam. You see, at that time there was no computer, or the media was not there, or the site their marriage sadi.com. Sadi.com was not there at that time. So how he came to know about the suitable suitable bridegroom. So he said, yada, when, tu, but, bhavata, your seal, your noble character. Your noble character. Who is saying? Raja Manu is saying to Kardam, when they came to know about the noble character of Kardam. Shruta, listen. Rupa, they knew about the rupa, form, his beauty of Kardam also. Vaya means age. And gunan, virtue. So they have already heard about the character, his age, his appearance, and his qualities. That is what we do, na? Before giving marriage to our daughter, we want to know everything about the boy. Kya karta hai, nahi karta hai, and everything. So they also knew. Astronaut, they listen to this. From whom? Narad. You see, the medium was Narad. So Narad ji gave all that information. Narad, esa means to Devati, tvai asit, about you, became Kritanishya. And Devati, when she learned about all this quality, your age, your appearance, your noble character, Kritanishya, she decided. She was firm, fixed in determination. She decided that she will marry Kardam only. So just by listening about the details of Kardam, Devhuti has not seen Kardam, but decided to marry him. Kritanishchaya. So the moment she heard from Narad Muni about your noble character, learning, beautiful appearance, youth and other virtues, she fixed her mind upon you. She fixed her mind. So as I earlier said, there was no social media. It is the Narad ji who came and informed about Kardam ji. And Devhuti accepted in heart, having heard about him from Narad. She expressed her desire to her father. So Devhuti told her father, Manu, Raja Manu, that I have heard about from Narad ji about this Kardam Muni, and I have decided to marry him. She had informed. See, one thing you have to understand, you should see in details. She didn't tell Narad ji that I want to marry, go and contact Kardam ji. Nowadays it's all different. They don't consult parent also. See minutely how the thing should be proposed, what is the right way to go ahead. She told her father. Okay. Next.
Tat pratichadvijagrahe mam shraddhayoparitam maya sarvatmananurupam te griyamedhishu karmasu.
Tata, therefore, praticha, please accept. Now he is offering. Now he is saying that I am offering. To whom? Dvija agraya, the best of Brahman. Best of Brahman. Why is best of Brahman? A Brahman who has already realized, Brahman who has seen Bhagwan Vishnu or Lord Hari, he is the best among Brahman. Imam, please accept Imam, my daughter, this daughter has come. Shraddhaya, with faith. Uparitam means offered as a presentation, maya, by me. I am offering as a presentation of my daughter. Please accept her with faith. Sarvatmana, anurupa, in every way. Sarvatman means in every way, anurupa. Anurupa means is suitable. Suitable for whom? Te, for you. She is suitable for you. And she tells one word about Devati. Griha medhisu karmasu. And she is expert in household duties. She is expert in household duties. ओके देयरफॉर प्लीज एक्सेप्ट हर द्विज अग्रह चीफ ऑफ ब्राह्मण फॉर आई ऑफर हर विथ फेथ एंड सी इज इन एवरी रेस्पेक्ट फिट टू बी योर वाइफ एंड टेक चार्ज ऑफ योर हाउस होल्ड ड्यूटीज. सो द क्वालिफिकेशन ऑफ गर्ल्स शुड बी गृह मेधिसु कर्मसु. दे शुड बी एक्सपर्ट इन हाउस होल्ड. मेनी ऑफ आवर children, they are not interested in kitchen work, you know. No griha medisu, not interested. But at that time, it was the duty, expert in the household duties. Sarvatmana anurupa, she is equal in respect of age, character and qualities. So whatever is your age, character and qualities, she is suitable for you. She also has got the same age, qualities and the appearance. The purpose of family is not to satisfy sense gratification only. Main purpose of the family is to grow spiritually. Why these things are matched? Age, appearance, qualities, so that we should spiritually grow. It is only in the human form that we can all spiritually grow. Therefore, this match is to be seen. The wife is to support husband in household work. Since the age, character and quality are matching, they should grow spiritually. They should grow spiritually. And we will find in the life of Devuti, really she also grew spiritually. Because her own son, Kapil, is going to give her Atmagyan, Sankhya. That will come later. Next.
Udyattasya hi kamasya prativado na shasyate api nirmukta sangasya kama raktasya kim punah.
Udyattasya. Udyattasya, which has come itself. Anything which has come by itself to you. Hi kamasya, object of utility. Something of object of utility. Manuj is saying, we have come to your place, and Devuti, although we say Kamasya is object of utility, is a person of utility. She has got the qualities. She can see your household things, she can look after. Prativado na sasyate api nirmuktangasya. Nirmuktangasya, one who is dispassionate. One who has withdrawn from the world, even such person, if he gets an object of utility, na sasyate, not to be praised. If he is not accepting it, that is not good. Kam ratakcha kim puna, but if you need it, what to talk about that? So an object of utility, even for a virakta, dispassionate, even for a sadhu, even for a ashram holder, is to be accepted, not to be rejected. And what to talk about a person who needs it? So the rejection of an object of utility that come by itself to one unsought is not considered a virtue even in a man of dispassion. Even in man of dispassion, a thing which is of utility should not be rejected. And it is certainly not so in respect of a man who desires in his heart. Now see how Manu is presenting his daughter to Kardam. She is in every way suitable to you. She should not be rejected. Moreover, you have got a desire to marry. There is no question that you should reject. See how nicely he is presenting. So the rejection of an object of utility that has come by itself to one unsought is not considered a virtue even in a man of dispassion, and it is certainly not so in respect of a man who desires in his heart. So in material life, everyone is desirous of sense gratification. Kardam prayed to Lord for a suitable wife. Devyuti has reached Kardam unsought. It is not Kardam which has gone to Manu. Manu with Satrupa and daughter Devyuti, they have come to the ashram of Kardam. So as if you have not sought, they have come. They have come. So Manu knew that the Kardam sought for a suitable wife. Manu convinced Kardam that Devyuti is suitable to become his wife. 13.
Yaha yuddhata manadritya kinasama vibhyachate kshiyate taddasasphitam manascha vaggaya hatah.
Yaha, who, again Manuji is saying to Kardam, who uddhatam. Uddhatam is one thing which is offered. Now officially he has already offered. Manuji has officially offered ki that Devyuti is suitable for you, you should get married. Anadritya, but if you reject. Anadritya, anadar kar rahe hain. No, I don't understand. Anadritya, kamanisam, abhijayate, but later on you beg for that. You see, Kardamji has met only one girl, Devyuti. And he is not saying that I am rejecting and let me see some more girls. Aur dekhne do thoda bhi. Aisa nahi hai. He is not saying that. Raja is saying that if you reject and after seeing the market you come back to me again, then what will happen? Then I will become miser. Miser, I will not allow it. When I came to offer and you rejected it, and after that again somebody comes back, then what? How you feel? You will feel that everybody has rejected this person and he has come back to me. Isko koi mila nahi, you see? This is the mindset. Chiyate tadyas. He said his prestige is also at stake. Spitim, widespread man. You have got a widespread man. Spitim mana cha abhagya hata. Abhagya, by the neglectful behavior, hata destroyed. So if you do this thing now, if you reject, what will happen? Your honor, widespread honor, will be at stake. A man who rejects what is offered unasked and afterward begs for it from one who is unwilling to give, he earns disrepute and is liable to be an object of ridicule. You see, in Vedic marriage, a father offers his daughter to a suitable boy. We are talking about the Vedic marriage. Vedic marriage. Father offers his daughter to a suitable boy. A boy should not go and ask for the hands of the daughter. It is humbling your position. Humbling the position of the boy. Manu offered Devyuti to Kardam. Manu has reached there and offered also. So Manu offered his daughter considering the quality and culture of Kardam. Kardam was residing in forest. Manu did not see the wealth or any other consideration. Raja and Devyuti is princess. When they reached the ashram of Kardam, he found that Kardam had just finished his tapas of 10,000 years. It's only 2 days. After 2 days, they are meeting. And what the Kardam Muni was wearing? Torn cloth. Phate hue kapde. But still, Manu can see that he is a gem but not polished. He has got the qualities, but he is not polished. Okay, but he saw the quality, age, his guna, virtue, his noble character, and he offered Devuti. Next.
Aham tva shrunavam vidvan vivahartham samudyatam atastvam upakurvanah prattam pratigrihaname.
Aham, I. Manu is saying that I, tva asranavam, I have heard about you. Vidvan, addressing Kardamji as Vidvan, O wise person. Vivahartham samudyatam, you are prepared for marriage. I have heard you want to get married. Okay. Atah, therefore, tvam upakarvan, you have taken a vow of celibacy for a limited period of time. Upakarvana pratam. Pratam is offer. Pratigrihana me. Please accept of me that I am offering my daughter in marriage to you. Please accept it. So, O wise man, I heard that you were prepared to marry. Please accept her hand, which is being offered to you by me, since you have not taken a vow of perpetual celibacy. So there are two types of brahmachari, you know. One is called naishtik brahmachari. Naishtik brahmachari, whole life they have taken a vow to maintain celibacy. They are called naishtik brahmachari. And other is upakurvan brahmachari. Are you seeing the word upakurvan? Upakurvan brahmachari, that I have taken a vow to maintain celibacy for a limited period of time. So kardam was upakurvan brahmachari. So long he meditated, he has taken a vow that he will not get married. After the meditation is over, his purpose is served, then he decided to get married. So such type of people are called upakurvana brahmachari. We also have passed this stage, upakurvana brahmachari. Before marriage, we were all upakurvana brahmachari. We didn't get married. Why we didn't get married? Oh, mera kaam khatam ho jaye, let me study first. Let me become professional first. Then after that, I will get married. I have not taken a vow that for the whole life I will not get married. Similarly, now Raja Manu is telling Kardamji, you have not taken such vow of nastic brahmachari. You have upakarvana brahmachari. So in every way, Raja Manu is telling that this is your vow and you have taken this vow and your purpose is served. You took a vow that you will not get married till my meditation is over. Meditation is over now. Whatever you wanted, Lord has come and given you Vardhan, blessing also. So now you get married. And Manu says, you have not taken a vow of brahmacharya for whole life and you are willing to marry. Suitable daughter from the royal family is being offered. You should accept her. Aur kya chahiye, if the Samrat, the emperor of the whole world, whose empire is inclusive of all seven oceans, he has come to your ashram with his own daughter Devuti and he's offering her in marriage, you should accept it. So after saying all this thing, now the Manuji's arguments are over. So whatever he has to say, he now completed his talk and after that Rishi Ruvacha. Now Rishi is saying.
Rishi Ruvacha Bharam Udvodhu Kamaha Aham Apratacha Tavatmaja Avayoranurupo Sava Adyo Vaivahiko Vidhi.
Bharam, very well. The first word itself tells the mind of Kardam, Bharam, very good. So you can make out from the face, Raji hai ye, Bharam. Udbodhu kama, I am desirous to marry. ఐపట్ డిజైర్ టు మ్యారీ. దిస్ వర్డ్ హెస్ కమ్ అర్లియర్ ఆల్సో. ఊదబోడు కామ డిజైరస్ టు మ్యారీ. అహం అహం ఇస్ మీ. అప్రత్తా చ తబ్ ఆత్మజా. తబ్ ఆత్మ యోర్ డాటర్. ఆత్మజా మీన్స్ డాటర్. యోర్ డాటర్ ఈజ్ అప్రత్తా, నాట్ ప్రామిజ్ ఎనీ అదర్ వన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్ కండిషన్ విచ్ కర్దంజీ ఈజ్ సీయింగ్ ఇన్ దేభూతి, దాట్ సీ హ్యాజ్ నాట్ ప్రామిజ్ ఎనీబడీ ఎల్స్. ఫస్ట్ కండిషన్. ఆవయో అనురూప, ఆవయో ఆఫ్ ద టూ అనురూప, దే ఆర్ సూటబుల్ అమాంగ్ టూ ఆఫ్ అస్, కర్దం అండ్ దేవుతి, వీ ఆర్ సూటబుల్ టు ఈచ్ అదర్. అసౌ ఆద్య, అసౌ మన దిస్, ఆద్య మీన్స్ ఫస్ట్, వైవాహికో విధి ఆఫ్ వివాహ రిచువలిస్టిక్ సెరమనీస్. తో హీ సేస్ సర్టన్లీ ఐ హ్యావ్ ఎ డిజైర్ టు మ్యారీ. I have a desire. Kardam is saying, I have a desire to marry. And your daughter has not yet married or given her word to anyone. She is not married or nor given any word to anyone. No past history. Okay. Hence, our marriage according to the Brahma method, the best of all methods, will be quite in fitness of the things. Quite witness of the things. Brahma. So udbodu kama aham means what? I am ready to marry and take responsibility. Take responsibility. Nowadays children, our children, boys, they don't want to get married. Why? I can't take responsibility. Lo. Udbodu kama. They want to live in, but they don't want to marry. A strange thing is coming in society. ఓకే, వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ బ్రాహ్మ వివాహ? సక్త్యా కన్యాం అలంకృత్యాహుయ యత్ర ప్రదీయతే స బ్రాహ్మ. మనుస్మృతి, ఇన్ మనుస్మృతి ఇట్ ఈస్ సేడ్ వాట్ ఈస్ బ్రాహ్మ వివాహ, వేర్ అకార్డింగ్ టు యోర్ కెపాసిటీ, యోర్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్, కన్యాం అలంకృత్యా, గివింగ్ ఆర్నమెంట్స్, అలంకార్ టు యువర్ డాటర్, అలంకృత్యా యత్ర ప్రదీయతే, యు ఆర్ ఆఫరింగ్. That is Brahma Vivaha. So Brahma Vivaha. So there are eight types of marriages. And out of them, Brahma Vivaha is the best marriage. You know, Brahma Vivaha is the best marriage among all that. Because there is a consent of the parent also there. And it is through proper channel. Even Devuti has selected Kardam, but she is approaching through her father, Manu, to Kardam, and there whatever gift is to be given, it is given, and Kanyadan is given to a boy. The second type, we have discussed this, eight types of marriages earlier also, just for your reference. Second one is Prajapatya Vivaha. Prajapatya Vivaha, everything is like Brahma Vivaha, but the Kanyadan is given to father. We all are married, we all know our hands were given the hands of our husband, Kanyadan. But in Prajapatya Vivaha, Kanyadan is given to father. Why? Because it is Bal Vivaha. Boy is 7 years and girl is 4 years. So who will take? 7 year boy cannot take the responsibility of 4 year girl. So the responsibility of the girl is given to the father, or you are responsible till they are come to their age. Then the boy will take the responsibility. Prajapatya. Daiva Vibaha, poor family of the girl. And she has reached the age of marriage. Because of the poverty, she is not able to get married. Such girls in earlier times used to be married to the priest, whether he is young or old. And the alankar, all flower alankars used to be made. All ornaments used to be made with the flowers. And getting married to priest there. Daiva Vivaha. Arsavibaha. Arsavibaha, in that groom family, give some money to the family of bride. To girl's side, they give some money. It is, sort of buying and selling type of thing. It's called Arsavibaha. So earlier time, it was not money. They used to give, chalo bhai, I will give you one cow or two bulls because you need bulls for plowing and all your field. I will offer that to you. Then there was a Rakshas Vivaha. Rakshas Vivaha, girl has not agreed. But you have abducted her. Abducted her. And marriage. This type of marriage is shown in many cinemas also, na? The girl's force will be taken and taken to Mandir and then they're taking Panditji, jaldi karo, abhi pera laga do. Rakshas Vivaha. Then there were Paisach Vivaha. What is Paisach Vivaha? The bride is intoxicated. And in that state, she gets married. Without her consent also. Intoxicated and got married. And there is Asur Vivaha. Asur Vivaha, there is no match between boy and the girl. Family of the boy is very wealthy. Family of the boy is very wealthy. And in earlier times, if you are of the lower caste, and you are wealthy, and you want a girl from the higher caste, what they used to give? Okay, I am offering so much of money to the father of the girl. Okay, you give me your daughter. So this type of vivah were prevalent earlier. So here, there were many considerations by Kardam before accepting Devuti. Before accepting Devuti, many things Kardam Muni has considered. Number one, Devuti has fixed mind to marry him. Already when Naradji told him about Kardam, she has fixed her mind. This Kardamji has realized. Number two, she did not choose anybody else. Abhi ye nahi hai ki aap bhi hain, ye bhi hain, let me see. Aisa nahi hai, nothing like that. And she was virgin, not married before. And number four, since she has set her heart for first time to marry Kardam, it is difficult for her to take it back. It is said, na, pehla prem bhulna bada muskil hai. Whole life you remember. And Kardamji is honoring that. She has set her mind and therefore I accept her. These factors convinced Kardam to accept her as wife. So there are many kinds of vivah. Best vivah among there is our Brahma vivah, with the consent of the parents and everything. And in this vivah, the girl is decorated with the ornaments and given in the charity. And Kanyadan is always called is the Mahadan. Kanyadan is called the Mahadan. Okay, next.
Kamasya bhuvat nara devate syaha putrya samamnaya vidho pratitah kaiva te tanayam nadriyeta swayaiva kantya kshipati miva shriyam.
Kama, desire, saha, saha means the devuti, desire of devuti, bhuyat, let it be fulfilled. You see, now Kardam is giving consent. He is not saying that, I am ready. He is saying, let the desire of your daughter be fulfilled. In other way means what? I am ready. I agree. Naradeva. Naradeva? Who is Naradeva? Naradeva. King is called Naradeva. Nar means human being. Deva means who is the head. So King Raja is called Naradeva. Te asya putraya. Te means your. Asya means this. Devuti is present there. Asya putraya means daughter. Sama manaya vidhau pratita. Let this marriage be recognized by the process of Vedic Shastra. So the marriage will be conducted as per the Vedic Shastra. The Brahma Viva. Let it be organized that way. Okay. Ka eva te tanayam nadriyate, ka man hu, ev in fact, te your tanayam means daughter, nadriyate means would not adore.
Who will not adore your daughter? She is so beautiful. She has got so good noble quality. So who will not adore her? Swaiva kantya chipatim eva sriyam. Swaya by her own, eva, alone, kantya. Kantya means the body luster. She is so beautiful. Kantya chipatim eva sriyam. You see, the girls look more beautiful with ornaments. Now, he is describing the beauty of Devuti by saying that her body luster is so good, so beautiful, that she doesn't need any ornaments also. She doesn't need any ornaments. Let your daughter's desire for marriage, which is recognized in the Vedic scripture, be fulfilled. Who would not accept her hand? She is so beautiful that her body luster alone rejects in the need of any ornament to beautify her. Kuch bhi nahi chahiye, keval de do, ladki de do. She is so beautiful. No ornaments are also needed. So Kardam accepted the proposal of Manu. Giving daughter in marriage is considered greatest daan. Kanyadan is called Mahadan. Okay, next.
याम हर्म पृष्ठे कनदंग्रिशोभां विक्रीरतिं कंदुकव्यूहलाक्षिं विश्वावसून्यपतत् स्वाद्विमानात् द्विलोक्यो सम्मोह विमूढचेताः.
Now Kardam is telling about one incident to Devuti and her father Manu. याम whom Harma Prishte on the roof of palace. On the roof of palace, Kwanada Angri Sobham, whose beauty is highlighted by the sound of anklets. So Devhuti was on the roof of palace wearing anklets. And in anklets there are all small, small gungruj and they make some sound. So that sound was coming. Big kriditam, what she was doing? On the roof of palace, Vikriditam, she was playing. Playing what? Kanduk. Kanduk means ball. So, Devuti was playing with ball on the roof of palace. Okay. And Bihavala Akshim, Bihavala Akshim, Akshim means the eyes. Bihaval means the bewildered. Eyes bewildered. She was playing on the roof of her palace. Then Vishwavasu. Vishwavasu is a Gandharva, celestial musician. Vishwavasu. Name of that Gandharva was Vishwavasu. Okay. Nyapatat. Vishwavasu fell down. Vishwavasu fell down. From where? Swat Bimanat. Apane Biman se. Biman means from his own aeroplane. He fell down. Achha. Why he fell down? Bilokya, seeing her. So try to visualize the scene. Devuti is playing on the roof of her palace and this Vishwavasu was passing above the palace in his own plane. Either the palace was very high or the plane was flying very low, whatever may be the case, flying low. And on that plane, Vishwavasu, private jet, nobody else was there, private jet. Vishwavasu is flying. What type of plane was that? We don't know. He fell down. There is no question of falling down from the aeroplane nowadays in which we ride. You can't, I mean, fell down from there. But we also fell down. Abo pata nahi tha kya, what type of plane was there? It was a drone type of thing or the small thing. Anywhere you can, we don't find any reference of any O'Hare airport or that, like that. You can land there. Maybe some drone type of thing. You can land anywhere or you can get up anywhere. So he fell down. Bilokya sammoha vimudcheta, whose mind is stupefied. So seeing the beauty of Devuti playing with the ball and with the sound of her anklets, this Vishwavasu, Gandharva, he fell down from his plane. It was not, there was no affair. No affair between Vishwavasu and Devuti. But she was so beautiful, it was said here. So I have heard. Now this is the Kardam is saying to Devuti and Raja Manu. I heard that Vishwavasu, the great Gandharva, his mind stupefied with the infatuation, fell from the airplane after seeing your daughter playing with a ball on the roof of the palace, for she was indeed beautiful with her tinkling ankle bells and her eyes moving to and fro. Harmapriste, roof of the palatial building. Swadvimana, from his own plane. Gandharva Vishwavasu, flying in the sky, saw Devuti playing ball in the roof of the house. Gandharva Vishwavasu was stupefied, was surprised with the beauty of Devuti, and he fell down. Kardam mentioned this as he has heard. So one Mahatma said, the idea here is that Kardam is ready to marry, number one, he is ready to take responsibility of Devuti. Kardam is ready to take the responsibility of Devuti. And he will certainly marry her. Next.
Tam prathayantim larana lalamam asevita sri charanai radrishtam batsa manurucha padasvasaram konanumanneta budho bhiyatam.
Tam means she, her, Devuti. Prarthayantim means seeking. Lalana lalam, she is the ornament of all ornaments. Her beauty was so much that she never needed any ornaments also. Devuti was so beautiful. Lalana lalam, ornaments of the woman. Asevit sri charnai adrishtam. And it is not easily seen. Only if you have done the worship of Lakshmiji, then you will get a chance to see such a beautiful lady. It's not easily seen. Asevit by those who has worshipped. Whom? Sri Charnai, Lakshmiji. If you worship Lakshmiji, then you are able to see such beautiful lady. Adrishtam, not saying. Vassam, your beloved daughter. And who is she? Manu Uchapada Swasaram. Manu, son, Uttanpad's sister. Swasaram means sister. She is sister of Uttanpad. Ko, what? Nanumanyate would not welcome. Who will not accept her? Such a beautiful girl. Budho abhiyatam. Budho, to the wise person. Abhiyatam, who has come of her own accord. You see, Kardam is saying of his own accord, you all have come. Such a beautiful lady you cannot even see without worshipping Lakshmi Ma. You cannot. What wise man would not welcome her, the very ornament of womanhood, the beloved daughter of Swayambhu Manu and sister of Uttanpad? Those who have not worshipped the gracious feet of goddess of fortune Sri Charan cannot even perceive her. Yet she has come of her own accord to seek my hand. So a girl become more beautiful by wearing ornament, but Devuti was ornament of ornamented beautiful girl. Devta and Gandhar were attracted by her beauty. Further, he said that she is your daughter and she is sister of Uttanpad. Therefore, who will refuse such an offer? How can I refuse it? Can you get any better match? No. Next.
Ato vajisse samayena sadvim yavatte jo vibriyadatmano me अतो धर्मान पारमहंस मुख्यान शुक्ल प्रोक्तान बहुमन्ने अभिहिंसान.
अतः देयरफॉर भजिष्ये आई एक्सेप्ट दिस ऑफर. आई एक्सेप्ट समयेन वन कंडीशन. So there was condition even at that time. Nowadays they also write conditions. Nowadays the lawyer make money, they draft some agreement also. In case we can't live together, then there is an agreement. So there was also one condition. Who is putting condition? Kardam is putting condition. What is the condition? Sadhvim. Your daughter, chaste girl, yavat tejo vibrayat atmano me. Yavat tejo, she will bear tej, my tej means semen or the seeds, or atmano from my body. Or when she become mother of a number of children, Kartam knew the number of children he is going to get. How many? 9 daughters and 1 son. And whose son? Kapil Dev. Bhagwan himself will come as Kapil Bhagwan. So 9 daughters and 1 son. So he says that when this has achieved, Atah thereafter, Dharman duties paramhansyam mukhyan. Then I will take the duty of a paramhans. Paramhans duty means what? We have many times seen that it is only in the human form that you can get the realization, mukti. Mukti. So, but he has already seen Bhagwan. He is mukta. But even after that, he is entering into the grihastha ashram getting married. And Bhagwan has already said, you get married, but what we have to do? He told him how to again come out of the grihastha ashram. Tirthi krita asesa karma, that word was used in the last chapter, tirthi krita, all your actions should be offered as dedicated action to our Lord. Tirthi krita asesa karma. So who said that? Sukla Proktan, spoken by Vishnu. Bhagwan Vishnu gave him the instruction that after getting so many children, then you will go to the Vanaprastha. Don't stay in the Grihastha only. Your duty is to go to the Vanaprastha to get the knowledge also, and then after that you spread that knowledge. You see oneness everywhere. There is no enviness. There is a love, and only love. Everywhere. Bahu manne abahinsran. Bahu means much. Manne, I consider abahinsran, and free of envy. Because you will become a paramhans, so you will be seeing in each and everybody only the same Atman. When you are seeing the same Atman in everybody, there cannot be any ghrina, no hatred there, no hinsa. No envy. So what there will be? Only love will be there. So I however accept this proposal under one condition. So condition he is putting before marriage. What is the condition? I shall stay with her only till the required number of issue has been begotten. The required number of issues. Itne bacche. He knew how many children are going to come. After that, I shall renounce the world as directed by the Lord himself. So Lord has directed him to renounce the world in chapter 21 and verse number 31. After getting this, you renounce the world. Magar hum to chhodte nahi hai. We don't leave world. Grihasthasram pakad ke rakhenge hum. We'll never leave that. And enter the order of Paramahans. So after the Grihastha Ashram, we also join the Paramhans. Who is a Paramhans? Paramhans is one who can discriminate between Atma and Anatma. Paramhans. Whose characteristic is universal love. after doing the vivek of anatma and anatma, Paramahansa is attracted toward the atma, he realizes atma, and then after that he becomes sarvatma. Sarvatma means he sees the same atman in everybody, everywhere he sees the same atman. And it is free of envy. So Kardam accepted the proposal of Viva. He clarified that he did not want to be grihastha for whole life. So take home this point. For whole life, grihastha nahi rehna hai. You have to enter into vanprastha and sannyas. What is vanprastha? Why there are four ashram? In brahmacharya ashram, vedo nityam adhiyatam. In grihastha ashram, tadvijitam karma sanushthiyatam. Same thing was said by Lord to him also during the grihastha ashram kardam muni. Tirthi krita, ases karma. All the karma should be done as a dedicated to Lord Vishnu. Tirthi krita. Then after that, your when vasana has come down, you come to the vanprastha ashram, make the mind single pointed. How is our mind in the grihastha ashram? Manifold. Bahusakha buddhi, ekon, abhi. Bahusakha buddhi, sometimes we are thinking of this, sometimes this, bahusakha buddhi. In vanprastha, you make it single pointed because vasanas are gone down. You no more have desires. And in the sannyas ashram, you get the knowledge. You get the knowledge. Okay. So all the seeker should perform duties as instructed by Bhagavan Vishnu. Tirthikita ases karma. Tirthikita ases karma. So there are two types of bhakta or seeker. Bhakta who has come out of the clutches of maya. One who has come out from the clutches of maya. Maya se bahar aa gaye. And another person who has come out of the maya, he is now advising and showing the path to others how to come out. How to come out of maya, they are showing. The realized masters, they show the path how to come out of this sansar. And it is said, unless one can train a child for liberation in that life itself, there is no need to marry or produce children. So producing children is not for sense gratification. The purpose of producing children is that I am taking the responsibility, I will show them the path by which they can spiritually grow. Then only you should marry and get children. Okay. If this is not done, then the children will be like cats and dogs. There is no difference between cat, dogs and our children. If we are not able to show them the path toward the spirituality, toward the supreme. And such children will be nuisance to society only. Nuisance to society. Okay, we see one more slok, then we come to one stage.
Yato bhavad vishvamidam vichitram sangsthasate yatra chavavatishthate prajapati nam patireshamayam param pramanam bhagavan anantaha.
Yata, yatam is from, who is this Vishnu? Now in this verse, who is Vishnu is being explained. Yata, from whom? Abhavat vishvamidam. Abhavat emanated. This universe, this cosmos has come out from that Vishnu. Vichitram, wonderful, this Vishnu. Sansthayaste yatra, it will dissolve in Vishnu also, yatra chava avatishtate, and presently exist. So because of the Vishnu, this world has come into existence. Vishnu sustains this world, and this world will dissolve back in Vishnu. Why is he telling about the Vishnu? He is telling about the Vishnu because Vishnu has appeared after his 10,000 years of meditation, and he has instructed him to do this way. In the Grihastharsam, you act this way. Prajapati naam pati esa mahyam. Prajapati's pati esa. He is the lord of all prajapati also. Mahyam, to me, param. To me, he is the param, supreme. Pramanam, authority. He is the supreme authority. Whatever Lord Vishnu has said, I will do that. Bhagavan Ananta, he is the Lord Ananta, infinite Lord. To me, the highest authority in this behalf is the immortal Sri Hari, the ruler of all Prajapati, from whom this wonderful Vishwa emanated, in whom it rests, and in whom again it will disappear. So Kardam was ordered by Prajapati Brahmaji to produce children. So marrying and begetting children is considered to liquidate one's debt to the family in which he is born. If one starts serving only the Lord, then he need not get married also. If we are already serving Lord, then there is no need of getting married. You have already paid your debts. One becomes free from obligations. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.